Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Shen Yun kicks off 2018 world tour in five U.S. states. Taiwan, Tian Guo Marching Band performs at opening parade of International Band Festival. The spiritual journey of a software developer. Falun Gong posters appear amid New Year festivities in China. Rickshaw driver in Beijing arrested again for his faith. And a happy young Dafa practitioner. Now for the stories.
Shen Yun kicks off 2018 world tour in five U.S. states. The Shen Yun Performing Arts unveiled its brand new 2018 program on December 22nd and 23rd, 2017, with its five touring companies performing in five U.S. states, Connecticut, Vermont, Texas, Missouri, and Georgia. This season, Shen Yun will perform over 500 shows in more than 130 cities in the Americas, Europe, Asia, and Oceania. A new stop for the company this year is Tel Aviv, Israel, in March 2018. Gary Chason, a writer, director, and producer, said, "It was outstanding, very professional. The technical mastery, the craft by all the performers was astonishing. The stories tended to be told as a fable with a moral. That's a wonderful type of storytelling," he said. "It has a theme of that which is divine, being an important part of the human character, and that is sometimes lost in the hustle and bustle of life," Mr. Chason commented. He also said of traditional Chinese culture, "It's rich with so many things that it's of great value to preserve that." Musician Gene Keen said, "The precision, everything, the way it worked together was exquisite. I was very, very impressed. The coordination between the dancers was so exact and the lines were so straight and precise." Mr. Keen also commented on the orchestra that combines Western and Chinese instruments, saying, "Great blend. They worked together very, very well. The sound was really good." Immigration lawyer Leon Versfeld said of the performance, "It brings the various different times of the Chinese culture to light. I think that we all share the same common values. It's great to see that people all over the world are sharing common values." Shen Yun will continue its tour with upcoming performances in San Antonio, Texas, Fresno, California, and Boston, Massachusetts.
Taiwan, Tian Guo Marching Band performs at opening parade of International Band Festival. The Tian Guo Marching Band performed at the opening parade of the International Band Festival in Chai Yi City on December 23, 2017. This was the seventh time that the Tian Guo Marching Band has been invited to perform at the event, playing with more than a dozen other bands from Taiwan and other countries. Chai Yi first hosted the International Band Festival in 1993. It has continued for more than 20 years and has become well known around the world. Adding more festivity to the holiday season, a band of 200 French horns participated this year. They gave a performance at the Chengshan Road roundabout. The Tian Guo Marching Band is composed of more than 200 Falun Dafa practitioner members. The Tian Guo entry in the parade procession was led by a banner reading Falun Dafa. The band performed Falun Dafa musical pieces with a theme specific to Taiwan, as well as Christmas classics such as Jingle Bells and Joy to the World. Along the 3-kilometer-long route, starting from Chengshan Road, thousands of spectators packed the sidewalks. Many of them cheered the Tian Guo band, calling it their favorite. A young mother and her daughter from mainland China praised the band's performance and its size. She said she appreciates the freedom in Taiwan in contrast to that of China, where Falun Dafa is still being persecuted.
The Spiritual Journey of a Software Developer. Santhosh, originally from India, is a software developer in suburban Philadelphia. Until a few years ago, his life was almost perfect. A stable job in a managerial position, a happy marriage, and two lovely daughters. However, a severe illness left him and the family in a hopeless situation. There seemed to be no path forward. What happened next was surprising. Santhosh had not only gotten rid of the illness, he now leads an even better life and work experience. So what brought about these changes? On a winter day in late 2017, Santhosh shared his story, a story both of desperation and joy. Being diagnosed with an autoimmune disease abruptly changed his life. Santhosh consulted with doctors, but no root cause was identified. In the end, his doctor recommended strong steroids with their side effects for his entire life. He said, "When this struck, I became frustrated and dejected." Nonetheless, he did not give up and tried everything, including searching online. Miracles occurred. One day in the summer of 2015, one of Santhosh's co-workers, who had started practicing Falun Gong for his health issues, recommended the practice to him. Santhosh said that after reading the books he had downloaded from the Falun Dafa website, he immediately knew that the practice was very different from what he had learned in the past. Within a few days, Santhosh experienced tremendous changes in his health, he said happily. As he continued reading Falun Dafa books and doing the exercises, Santhosh gained a broader view on life in general, including the workplace, daily life, and family. He said, "My viewpoint changed because the main teaching of Falun Dafa is Jen Shan Ren, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance." Looking back on the path he has walked, Santhosh said he feels extremely fortunate. "In my experience, I would say this, Falun Dafa is the most righteous and straightforward, very simple, yet convenient cultivation practice that I have ever encountered in my entire life. I have never come across such an elegant and such a positive, simple way of practice that can take you to a really high spiritual level. It is one of the practices that really benefits your mind and your body. In fact, it really helps you to live your life in a complete, wholesome manner, be it in terms of your family, your friends, relatives, work, and everybody else, even strangers. You always present yourself as a very good and kind person, which is a very positive thing." Santhosh said he believes that Falun Dafa is one of the most righteous practices and is very much needed in today's society. He concluded by saying, "I am very thankful from the bottom of my heart to our benevolent master, Mr. Li Hongzhi, for disseminating the Fa to the public, for spreading it, for explaining the real truth, the purpose of life, and what our path should be." He said what strikes him the most is the benevolence towards others. "It shows how great this practice is and how we can move forward. This is something very precious."
Falun Gong posters appear amid New Year festivities in China. With the New Year approaching, the streets in China have been filled with shoppers and people on their way to visit friends. Falun Gong practitioners in Liaoning seized the opportunity to reach more people with their message. Under the persecution, practitioners have had to be creative and mindful of their safety when spreading information. One approach they have used is putting up posters in public places with various messages, such as informing people about the movement to quit the Chinese Communist Party. One practitioner recently had a conversation with a Liaoning woman who said that she quit the Communist Party a year ago. The practitioner asked how she felt since she quit. The woman said, "Before, many things at work and home bothered me. I was not happy and I didn't want to talk to people. But after I quit the party, amazingly, my heart became open. All the difficulties suddenly became trivial. I am happier and more outgoing." The woman thanked the practitioner for helping her quit the party. The practitioner had another experience with a middle-aged gentleman who had never heard about quitting the party. The practitioner told him about the evil history of the Communist Party, including the 18-year persecution of Falun Gong. The gentleman was shocked by the state-sanctioned organ harvesting from imprisoned Falun Gong practitioners. The practitioner told him that the party is about to collapse and that no one wants to be involved with it when heaven destroys it. The gentleman said, "I never believed in the party. I agree with you, and I am ready to quit." The practitioner said that she has met many people who felt happier after quitting the party. Even some police officers told her that they knew clearly about the party's evilness, and they all quit.
Rickshaw driver in Beijing arrested again for his faith. A rickshaw driver in Beijing was waiting for his next customer on October 19, 2017, when two officers arrived in a police cruiser to arrest him. Several more officers soon arrived and forced him to reveal his address. They proceeded to ransack his rental place while he was held in the police car. Mr. Wen, 47, was targeted because he refused to renounce Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline being persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime. The arresting officers were from Xiadu Police Station. They confiscated Mr. Wen's Falun Gong books, laptop computer, cell phone, portable hard drive, and 1,600 yuan in cash. Mr. Wen was then taken to Yangqing District Detention Center, where he remains. The head of the Yangqing branch of the 610 office, an extra-legal agency tasked with eradicating Falun Gong and given the power to override the judiciary system, told Mr. Wen's family that they would release Mr. Wen as soon as the 19th Communist Party Congress concluded. The Congress, which opened one day before Mr. Wen's arrest, ended on October 24th, but he wasn't released on that day. His lawyer is working to secure his release. Mr. Wen landed a job at the Yangqing District Tax Bureau after graduating from college. He was described as intelligent but hot-tempered. He once assaulted a supervisor after the two had a quarrel at a party. However, he reportedly became much more even-tempered after he began practicing Falun Gong. His employer suspended him after the persecution of Falun Gong began in July 1999. Months later, they gave him an ultimatum, either give up Falun Gong or quit his job. He chose the latter, not wanting his boss to be punished for his faith. Mr. Wen was only 30 at the time. In order to make a living, Mr. Wen became a rickshaw driver. The local police repeatedly harassed him in the years that followed. He was arrested at home in 2006 and served 2 years of forced labor. His wife divorced him soon afterward. He gave her their newly purchased home and moved from place to place himself. His mother, a widow in her 70s, lives alone with her 5 sons, visiting her on a regular basis. She has not seen Mr. Wen since his latest arrest more than 2 months ago. Her already fragile health continues to deteriorate.
A happy young Dafa practitioner. I am a 15-year-old Falun Dafa practitioner. My mother often tells me to be considerate and tolerant of others by following the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. I agreed and tried to follow what my mother told me to do. When someone gives me a hard time at school, I consider myself a practitioner and do not fight back. The school once decided to provide 800 yuan to low-income families to help with tuition. Many students wanted to receive it, including me. When the teacher called my mother thought it wasn't right for her to apply for it because she is a practitioner. She said we did not qualify as a low-income family. The teacher then contacted my father, who went to the local government and got the paperwork processed. Several days later, the teacher called me to the office and gave me 800 yuan. But in my mind, I thought, should I accept this? My mother later returned the money to my teacher. She explained that the principles of Falun Dafa teach practitioners to put others first and not accept things that do not belong to us. The teacher was excited to hear the truth. I wish there were more people like you. If everyone in China practiced Falun Dafa and was no longer greedy, wouldn't society be a much better place? I always feel fortunate to be a Dafa disciple because Master Li takes care of me and has saved my life several times. I would like to share one story from when I was 9 years old. It was a snowy day on New Year's Eve. The road was slippery, and my grandmother was crossing the road with me. One car was going very fast and was headed directly toward us. The car knocked me down, and I landed on the ground more than 10 yards away, unconscious. According to my grandmother, someone helped pick me off the ground and saw that I was as limp as a noodle. People nearby said I might not survive. After being taken to the county hospital, I was transferred to the provincial hospital due to my severe condition. My mother came and recited, "Falandafa is good," and "Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." She also comforted the driver. She said, "Please do not worry. My child will be fine." My mother kept playing Master's audio lectures for me, and I miraculously woke up several days later. Although I did not have any wounds, the doctor said I had nerve damage and concluded that I had a stroke. My mother asked me to continue listening to Master's lectures and keep reciting, "Falandafa is good," and "Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." I recovered fully in a short time. I am now almost 6 feet tall and am healthy and happy. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.